it's true that quarterbacks are not quite as important as they were a couple generations ago because they don't call their own plays, but they're still extraordinarily influential in the tone they bring, the attitude they bring to the huddle.
It's 14-10 San Diego, but Kansas City has the ball.
And now, Dick, because they have no timeouts left, this is a two-minute hurry-up offense.
When you were in those situations with Joe, you did not question the quarterback. This guy has seen it and done it, and he's seen it all.
Back to pass, Montana cocks his arm, throws a pass. It's caught. It's caught for a first.
He wasn't a big rah-rah guy.
With 3:07 to go and on fourth down, Kansas City must go for it.
There wasn't any pressure. It wasn't any panic. When Joe came in the huddle, all that stopped.
Back to pass, Montana. Here comes the blitz. Joe moves up, cocks his arm, throws a pass. It's caught. It's caught for a first down.
What Joe Montana possessed in spades was that sense of utter, almost eerie calm in the face of pressure.
Montana the snap, the spin, handoff, Marcus right side, dives in, touchdown, Kansas City!
This is a guy that his heart rate just never changed.
He had this ability to win. He had this ability to bring his teams back.
Joe Montana drive.
I don't care what they're paying Montana, he is worth every last penny.
And Kansas City will go back to Missouri with a 5-1 record and the lead in the AFC West.
These are games in the past this team may not have won. And what does this win mean down the road?
This was the roller coaster ride. This was the jolt. We hadn't seen anything like that since Lenny. I mean, you never figured you were out of a game.
As sports towns go, there are few better. Here, they know football. They saw its beginnings. They saw it come alive and grow. They saw it shine on the biggest stage. But for many years, after the glow of Super Bowl glory had faded, they saw it falter. Their team needed a spark.
The changes that happened with the Chiefs in 93 really began in the playoff game against San Diego. At the end of the 92 season, when they got shut out.
We had just, I think, been in our third consecutive playoffs. But there was an obvious missing point here. I had an edict, a rule with Marty. I said, look, we're both going to get away for 1 week. We're too emotional. And then I want to sit down with you and let's rationally decide what we need to accomplish.
I think Marty had come to the realization that to advance further in the playoffs, you couldn't be the Marty ball pounded out offense. You had to get yardage in chunks.
Marty had said, we've got to be able to pass to win. We've got to open things up.
Some franchises need a quarterback, and some have too many. In the spring of 1993, the San Francisco 49ers were faced with that problem. And we're contemplating the unseemly prospect of choosing one Hall of Famer over another.
I knew that the 49ers were going to have to make a decision.
We would like Joe to stay. We'd like him to be part of the organization.
Obviously, they could not keep both Joe Montana and Steve Young. So I made a call to Carmen Policy, the president of the 49ers, and said, Carmen, do you have any interest in moving either Joe or Steve? And, of course, there was a long silence and came back. He said, well, I don't think we can move Steve, but if you want Joe, it's going to cost you an awful lot.
We're talking about Joe Montana. Joe Montana, quarterback Joe Montana.
The Chiefs are back in the running in the Montana Derby.
From here, I'm going to Kansas City. And things
are a little more serious now than they were about 10 days ago.
So it's down to Phoenix and Kansas City, period.
Is he going to be here in a Chiefs uniform or not, Kevin?
F your neighbor.
When it became evident that they were zeroing in on Joe and a trade was going to be made, I think people were kind of breathless. I just think you're working at Joe Montana.
I was on vacation. And I remember getting the newspaper and seeing this article saying that Joe Montana may be joining the Chiefs. And I was like, no way.
We are very, very pleased to officially announce that Joe Montana, his lovely wife Jennifer, and all of their family are officially Kansas City Chiefs.
It was huge. The arrival of a rock star. It was unlike anything I'd ever seen.
I think collectively the city just kind of, we all blew a gasket. It was like a celebrity in our midst, and people were talking about Montana sightings.
I'll never forget after trading for Joe and we got him here in the off season. Defense would practice in the early morning and the offense in the later morning. Joe's first practice with us, the entire defense did not leave the field. They wanted to see Joe Montana live.
I had to get used to it because the very first huddle, I was in the huddle with Joe. I was sitting there staring at him like a little kid, like, that's Joe Montana, you know.
It was just amazing, the buzz that was going around the town even then. Joe Montana was over at a place in Westport that was empty. I think it was a Tuesday night. And by the time we left, the place was packed as if it was a Friday night in Westport.
Kansas Cityans, we always feel marginalized. We always feel like the bigger cities get more attention. Here was this good team. Where was our Sports Illustrated cover? Where was the NBC sports crew to talk to us about our team? Well, suddenly, all of that came at once.
San Francisco still will have the Golden Gate Bridge, cable cars, Fisherman's Wharf, North Beach, and the best marriage of city, sea, and sky in America. But it will no longer have Joe Montana.